This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's the cardboard cutout of Pomp and Joe show. Welcome to it. City Limits, sitting directly to my left, and what a man he is.
Hi, Joe.
Bob. Hi, Austin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Did I catch you off guard there?
A little bit, yeah. I'm doing
sorry.
Well. Thank you.
I'm wonderful.
Still reeling from the Penguins debacle last night.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Well.
Yeah, don't answer that. Just saying welp is enough. I don't know what happened, but I am still reeling from that.
Tristan Jarry happened.
No, I don't know about that. A breakaway happened when you're leading 3-0 early in the third period and the other team's best player is somehow skating in alone on Jarry, even though it was a center ice face-off with the puck going toward the other end.
Can I say one positive
thing?
How
does that happen?
About last night's game?
Yeah.
Joe, I was so freaking impressed with Ben Kindle.
Oh,
my word. 2 goals. He moves like he's played in the NHL for 10 years and he's 18.
Yeah, we need a nickname for Kindle.
He just looks like he belongs.
Yeah.
He really does.
What a pick.
Yeah.
What a pick that was.
I saw something, I think it was Jesse Marshall that said on Twitter, if they redrafted right now, where would Ben Kindle go?
Man, he's good. The question now, though, Limits, and I miss Bob. He's over at the Mike Tomlin news conference, which we're going to carry live. The question now is not hockey-related or baseball-related. It's Steelers, and it's trade deadline, and it's 4 p.m. And Limits, I want you to have a little bell ringer. Every time the Steelers make a trade, an angel gets its wings, okay? Or perhaps a pony gets its nipples, okay? That's what I want to hear is a bell ringer every time. Just like that. That's the bell. Yes. The Ravens have acquired Dremont Jones, and that's actually a pretty good get for them. I mean, it really is. This dude has 19 quarterback pressures. That's 7 more than anybody on their team. And he has a sack in 4 consecutive games. And they go out and get him. Man, would he look good, let's say, in Buffalo. Let's look at the Steelers and let's answer this question first, if you would, today, Limits. Are they worth adding to? Are they worth adding to, as you look across the landscape of the AFC? Is this a team? And we have 8 games of evidence in. It's really not enough, especially the way this season has gone. It's not enough, but it's all we have. We all we got at this point with the evidence on the Steelers. Are they good enough to win a playoff game? Because if they are, then they're good enough to potentially get through the AFC? That's the question. Are they good enough to make noise in the playoffs? Yes or no? That's the question at the top of the show today. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. When you look at their roster, how does it stack up? Well, there's 3 teams that are 7-2 in the AFC. And the Steelers have beaten two of them and forced 11 turnovers in those two games. Did they get lucky against New England? Yeah, maybe, but like, what would the point spread be if they faced the Patriots today in a playoff game at either site? A point and a half? Either way? I mean, if they played the Patriots, I'm guessing it would be a really competitive game. If they played the Bills, depending on what that team does at the deadline today, I'm thinking it would be a very competitive. They have a roster that is competitive with Buffalo's, unquestionably, I think. They don't have that quarterback, but the Steelers do have a top 10 quarterback. For the first time in a long time, they have a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. They don't have that guy. But a game against the Bills, I'm thinking, would be highly competitive. Their games against the Ravens will be competitive. They're two games up on the Ravens. I think those rosters, and at one point I didn't think they were very comparable, coming into the season, are more so now. We just saw them beat the living hell out of the Colts. So please don't tell me that Indy's roster is superior to the Steelers, let alone far superior. I don't really take anybody else in the AFC South seriously. I think Houston has a great defense, but now C.J. Stroud is hurt, and he was struggling anyway, and I don't take Jacksonville seriously. Then you get to the West, and you have Denver. That's a good team with a better roster than the Steelers, I think. Although the Steelers, believe it or not, might have an advantage on quarterback, as much as I love Bo Nix. You'd have that veteran advantage if they played the Broncos tomorrow. I think the Broncos have a better overall roster, but the Broncos aren't a juggernaut, and that's also part of the point here. There is none in the AFC. I think the Steelers' roster stacks up. That's not a prediction. They also lost to Cincinnati. I get it. They also got embarrassed by Green Bay. I get that too. But most of the Bengals games, certainly since they got Flacco, they've had some horrible meltdowns. But, well, no, there is shame in that loss. I can't make that case. There is shame in that loss. There's almost shame in the win against the Jets. But again, look at all the other teams. Look at everybody else. You know how you get punched in the face limits and somebody tells you that looks horrible? Your answer should be you should see the other guy. Right?
That's right, yes. I have one black guy, he has two.
Right.
Yeah.
You've never been in a fight, have you? I'm 0-1.
No.
You've never been in a fight,
I got into
limits.
What you would consider like the most minimal a scuffle in high school.
There were
really
no punches thrown. I don't have to see video or anything.
You've
never been in a fight.
The angriest that I've ever been is probably when a buddy of mine knocked me down when we played in the Turkey Bowl, and I got a grade 2 AC joint sprain, and I wanted to absolutely kick his ass, but
so you
I
went to the hospital to get diagnosed?
No, I went like a week later because I was like still in pain, and my friends were like, you should probably get that checked out, and I eventually did.
Sounds like the Flacco injury. I'm 0-1. I made up a song about Tony Roloff on our basketball team a long time ago, and he attacked me with his backpack. So I'm 0-1, you're 0-0. But yeah, you should see the other guys. That's the whole point. The Chargers could beat the Steelers for sure, and I think they might on Sunday, but you can't tell me the Chargers are way better than the Steelers. You can't tell me that if there were a playoff game tomorrow at Acrisure that the Steelers wouldn't be favored. Don't you think they would?
They would, yes.
And then there's the looming specter, and that is perhaps redundant because the specter is always looming, limits, of the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, do I hate them. And so does everybody else. But they're not even in the playoffs at the moment. Playoffs? They're not even in. So the whole point, if the exercise is to say, do the Steelers have a competitive roster with the top of the AFC, however you think the top of the AFC shakes out, the answer is a resounding yes. It has to be. And again, that's not a prediction. That's a fact. And as it pertains to the trade deadline, yes, add people, add at least one guy. 412-928-9370. I think the Chiefs roster is probably the best in the AFC right now. But guess what? They're not in the playoffs. I think they have a still fairly young, talented, fast defense, and Patrick Mahomes has sort of recaptured the magic. Their problem this year is they're losing the close games instead of winning them, and they went on that ridiculous streak last year where they won every close game, every field goal game. They're still going to be heard from. I still think they're the favorite, but there's no juggernaut in the AFC. So if the question limits is, do the Steelers have a competitive roster at the top of the AFC, what's your answer?
Then my answer is yes.
What's Crowley's answer? Hand him the mic and tell him to say, he says yes.
Yes. Crowley says yes.
What's he doing back there? Is he reading? He looks like he's reading a book.
We're hanging out, telling stories.
Reading time?
I'm not distracting your producer. I just am waiting for copy to come down.
It's very okay.
I have nowhere to hide, so I wanted to hide with my good friend City Limits.
I love seeing you. Have you told him the story about how you pooped in the ocean?
Yeah, I think I did hear that story.
Yeah?
Yeah. The ocean story?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
So, that's a fact. I don't even think that's an opinion. When you're stacking up rosters, the Steelers stack up. Are they the best roster? No, they're not. Could they beat anybody in the AFC? Yes. Like I just said, there's three teams that are 7-2. The Steelers have beaten two of them. You could argue that the Patriots game was a little bit fluky, but if those two teams played 10 times, I think it would be roughly a split. Come on. It would be. And they physically just dominated and unmasked the Colts. 412-928-9370. So that brings us to the 4 p.m. deadline that's looming here. What should the Steelers do? Well, there's some interesting ideas out there. One of which I read this morning, and it got me to thinking, would you trade Alex Highsmith? That seems crazy at first blush. Like, what are you talking about? The guy's coming off a great game. I know. But they also have Nick Herbig, who's bursting at the seams here. They have Jack Sawyer for even additional depth limits. Highsmith is signed at two more years at a big cap number. And before this game, everybody, including myself, I think rightfully was bitching and moaning about him. I think that's at least a topic. Would you think about trading Highsmith for something really good? Or, hear me out here, oh limitless wonder. What if you traded a first or a second round pick to Miami for Jaylen Waddle and you wanted to offset that by getting a pretty good pick? I'm not saying a first rounder for Alex Highsmith by any means, but what if you wanted to try to offset that kind of move with a Highsmith trade? Well, I thought about it and I'd think about it. Ultimately, I wouldn't do it because if you want to get past one of these great quarterbacks in the AFC, the recipe is what you saw the other day, which is the depth of your high-end pass rush. And I'm going to take a chance that we're going to see 2022 Alex Highsmith. But I'll tell you this much. I thought about it. Would you?
I would definitely consider it. Now, I don't know if I would do Waddle for a first or a second round pick. I feel like that would be too much to give up. But yeah, I'd be fine with trading Alex Highsmith away and being able to acquire maybe a second or a third.
How long is Waddle signed for, Limits? Ask Adam. He must have talked about it this
Crowley,
morning.
Do you know how long that Jalen Waddle is signed for?
I forgot everything that I talked about.
He signed a three-year, $84 million contract prior to the 2023 season, I believe it was. So he is signed for 26, 27, and there's also potential out. He is under control for 2028 as
See,
well.
See, I'd be very tempted to give up a second-round pick for him anyway. And then you could start thinking about, wow, can we offset that a little bit at least by trading Highsmith? I think those are legitimate questions. Ultimately, I come down on I wouldn't do it for the reasons that I just mentioned. How about you?
I would strongly consider it.
For what? You'd want a good receiver in return who signed for a little bit?
Yes, or a second round pick, because I'm that confident in Nick Herbig.
I'm confident in him too, and then Sawyer also provide he can be the new Herbig to Herbig's Highsmith, if you get what I'm saying. I think that would be that. There's a viable case for that. There really is.
Well, especially you might be able to buy or sell a little bit high.
That's the other thing.
The last game that he just had.
Exactly.
I mean,
he's
obviously,
always,
it wasn't good in the games prior, but he looked incredible last game.
He sure did, which is both, you know, a reason to think about trading him, selling high, but also a reason to wonder, is he back on track here, sort of, finally? He always grades out pretty well against the run, but they paid him all that money to get after the quarterback. He had 14 and a half sacks, you know, and that's why you pay a guy that kind of money. So ultimately, I'd come down on keeping him, but I want one more weapon for this offense. I want one more receiver, and it might be boring, but Jacoby Myers just makes the most sense. He can be had probably for a third or fourth round pick, and you add that guy to your lineup, and he's not elite, but he's very good. He can play inside and outside. He's dependable. He's a highly intelligent player who can work with the quarterback on last second adjustments, on pre-snap stuff, on simply just getting open and being dependable. It might only be worth it for a game or two, but what if that's a playoff game? What if that's a game to get into the playoffs? There's going to come a time where the Steelers are going to have to really threaten somebody on the boundary with another guy. And he can do that, Myers. He plays inside, he plays outside. He plays both. He's really good. He's a 1,000-yard guy on teams without quarterbacks, I might add. I think he would be a great add, and I would go out and get him, because there's also going to be a time when the Steelers are simply going to have to outscore somebody like Josh Allen. Season ends today. Josh Allen's coming to town. Maybe they add a new receiver. Even if they don't, that guy is unbelievable. They might put up 30, 35 points here. So supplement yourselves. Jason Lockenfor was on with Crowley this morning saying that all these receivers, you name one, they're going. Limits. Name a receiver you think is on the block.
Jacoby Myers.
He's going. Name another one.
Raheem Shaheed.
He's going. Name another
Chris
one.
Olave.
He's going.
Waddle.
Going.
Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool.
Is he still available? Is he out there?
He might be.
Deontay.
Now, Valdez-Scantling was just signed, but it's unclear whether he's going to the practice squad as a procedural move or he's Valdez-Scantling. You need to add beyond that, right?
Well, did you see who was cut to make room on the practice squad?
No, who?
Beanie Bishop.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
What happened to Beanie Bishop? He completely fell out of favor here.
They think, apparently, he just got lucky last year.
Yeah.
And maybe they're right. I don't know.
Two picks of Aaron Rodgers. Lucky, I guess.
What do you have on the year? Three or four picks, right?
In four, yeah.
Maybe he got lucky a lot. But he's obviously not in their plans. A new receiver should be, I think. Now, there was that curious tweet. Was it Fowler, Schefter, that they'd be looking for another offensive weapon? Who would that be? Would Bryce Hall find a spot on this team? Breece Hall, I should say.
Possibly. I mean, would they really give up significant capital to upgrade at running back where they paid Jaylen Warren and they clearly like Kenneth Gainwell and they also spent a high pick on Caleb Johnson?
I don't know. Maybe for this year, yeah. This dude is a breakaway threat. You know, every time he touches the ball, I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, but sometimes things happen that don't make sense. Here's the other thing. It always makes sense to add a guy who can score anytime he touches the ball, right?
No doubt.
So he's coming off a game where he had 133 yards on 18 carries. He can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And like I said, he can bust out at any given time. So yeah, I guess it doesn't make sense until it does when he gets the ball 10 times a game. Like, I like Ken Gainwell as much as the next guy, but I think if you're looking for more explosion in your offense, anybody who touches the ball and can take it 70 or 80 would make sense. You find a way to make that make sense. But in the meantime, I'm not expecting that. I'm just talking out loud here. That's my job, Limits. I'm on the radio.
Talking out loud is important.
412-928-9370. Do you add to the secondary? I mean, we can't tell from one game if Duggar is what they need. But if he is, what are the Patriots doing? Why would you trade somebody who's decent, who's good? This is like the Tomlin Flacco thing. I sound like Tomlin at his news conference last week. Maybe Mike Vrabel's smarter than me or us, but why would he do this if Duggar is good? I don't know. I didn't even notice him, which I think is a compliment from last week. He seemed to be stable back there. Why in the world would you give a potential playoff rival, and it's very, very possible that the Steelers and the Patriots could be fighting for a playoff spot? The Bills win the AFC East. Who would be surprised at that, right? They're tied in the loss column with New England. That makes New England a wild card team. The Ravens win the North. I think they're the Vegas favorite as I sit here, and I'm betting the Bills are the Vegas favorite, no pun intended, in the East. That puts the Patriots and Steelers in direct competition. Why would they give them a good player if he's good? Does that make any sense to you, Mr. P?
Well, I think part
of... No is the answer to that.
They wanted to try to offload the salary, which I think was important, and he fell out of favor. Maybe they didn't want him in the locker room anymore. Probably doesn't say very many good things about the guy you just acquired, but I'm with you. Yeah, it's very strange for a contending team to just offload a player.
Not only is it strange, it's idiotic. If that's the case, if this guy can still play, but good for the Steelers to get him. That may have been the secondary piece they needed. People talking now about Asante Samuel Jr. I don't know. Is his back okay? I guess you can throw anything against the wall at this point. I want a bona fide receiver. I wouldn't be against an offensive playmaker of any sort, really. You find a way to wedge him in. And then maybe a little help in the secondary still. Maybe another corner. Maybe you trade Darius Slay. Do you think that's possible? I do.
No, I don't. You think they're going to...
Why?
You think they're going to... minimize what they already have in that secondary? Who would play in that spot?
What? You think he's been good?
I don't think
Eccles has played in that spot over Slay at
times.
Yeah,
but they have no safeties, and they're going to have to play Ramsey at safety. So why would they get rid of a corner?
You get rid of one and bring in one, Limits. Do you think Slay's been, you think that's off the table?
I don't think Slay has been very good. One, who else is going to want Slay?
I don't know. People always are looking for corners. I'm just throwing it out there as a question. This is unbelievable. Limits?
I just don't think that they would deal him because of the continuity in the secondary that Tomlin was so excited to see last week.
Continuity in the secondary? Their secondary stinks so far this season, although they are coming off a good game. 412-928-9370. So once you go through all of that, what we've talked about, and emerge on the other end, this is what I think, and I want to know what you think. There's a deadline today at 4 p.m. Are the Steelers viable in the AFC? Are they? I'm not sure after 8 games, and we simply don't have enough evidence yet. We don't. But the evidence we do have, I'm not sure how the answer is anything but yes, they're viable. So are the Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, Colts, Ravens, Patriots, Bills, and maybe another team in the South. They're all viable. There is no standout unbeatable. There's 3 teams atop the AFC with 7-2 records. The Steelers have beaten 2 of them. The other one's Denver, which seemingly goes to the wire every week. I mean, I follow that team pretty closely. I'm invested in Bo Nix. He was my MVP pick. I'm not embarrassed by that. 14 touchdowns, 5 picks, I believe, and he's run for 5 touchdowns. They're hot right now, but when you really look at it, they had a horrendous, ugly 2-point win over the Jets, followed by a horrendous, ugly 1-point win over the Giants. They've already lost to Indy and LA, and again came down to a final field goal against Houston. Put it this way. If the Steelers played Denver anywhere this week in a playoff game, I would bet a lot of money, maybe a lot of Bob's money, that that game would come down to a field goal at the end. I'm not crazy. You're crazy. Call me, 412-928-9370. And please don't take the preceding soliloquy as a prediction. I don't think, as I sit here today, that the Steelers are going to win a playoff game, but I think there's a way better chance than I thought before these 8 games were played. When I see what I saw on Sunday, it opens my eyes. When I see what they did to Minnesota for 3.5 quarters, it opens my eyes. When I realize that they have a top 10 quarterback again, and a functional offense, that opens my eyes. It's a viable roster in the AFC. Add to it. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Limits, I'm addicted to smoothies, I might add. Perhaps to my detriment, but they seem to digest well.
What kind of smoothies?
Funny you should ask. Spinach pineapple smoothies with kale and broccoli thrown in. Yeah, and it tastes unbelievable.
Are you unbelievably bad or
no,
unbelievably
good?
No, good.
They sweeten it up somehow in there, and then they throw protein powder in, and I can't get enough of it. I digest it well. I get my vegetables, and it tastes good, and
oh
it fills
gosh,
me up.
You're a walking green thumb today.
I am. Yeah.
I could not imagine what that does taste like, and neither do I want to inquire about it.
I spend my nights thinking about what kind of smoothie I want the next morning, and then build my morning around it. I prep for the show, and then drive all the way to Bridgeville for a smoothie. I feel like an addict. But then I get the smoothie and drive home. I'm a smoothie addict.
That's a long drive for a smoothie.
I know it is.
That would be like me driving out to the Village for a smoothie every day and then coming here.
I'm telling you, man, there's something to these things. I feel great. I really do.
I had a blueberry muffin for breakfast.
That's horrible. That's what I used to do. Coffee and a muffin. By the time I got here, I was dehydrated, anxious, angry, resentful, and depressed. Now I'm happy. Who's on the line?
Here is Tyler. He's in Canonsburg. I'd like to talk about wide receivers.
Hello, sir.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
I just think it's general manager malfeasance if they don't go out there and get a wide receiver, do whatever we can do to hit while the iron's hot. I think Rodgers is playing better than anybody expected, and watch him out there. He is not happy with just winning by a little bit. He wants to get out there. He's pissed off every time they don't get the touchdown. We got to hit that fire, and we get a Jacoby Myers, we get a Waddle. I think anything. This is the closest we've been to a Super Bowl since pre-injury Ben, I think. If our defense plays, you know, we're not going to get what we got last week every week, but we certainly hope we don't get what we get at the Bengals every week. If we get something in the middle and we get Rodgers scoring 30 points, we got a real shot.
I'm with you on pretty much everything you said. Every syllable this guy said, and people will hear that and say, that guy's crazy and Starkey's lost his mind. I'm not predicting anything. Again, if I had to sit here and make a prediction, I don't think they're winning a playoff game. I don't know that they're getting out of the division alive. I don't. But the question is it worth it to add to them to give them a better chance to do so? Is it worth it? Is it a viable roster? And because, largely because of the state of the AFC, the answer to that question, I think, is indisputably yes. And I agree with him that Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan would be doing themselves a disservice by not adding to this roster. Guys are available. Lockenfora was on with Crowley saying all these receivers are moving. Other teams are going to get better. The Ravens already did with a pass rusher. I think the Bills would be insane not to dangle first-round picks, and I'm serious about that, for Crosby or Hendrickson. I mean, they're a team. They're the classic team that can't get over the hump and needs somebody to help them get there. They tried Von Miller. Almost worked. Didn't work. Try again. Try again while that quarterback is healthy and in his prime, because that's all that matters. So go out and get people. And if other teams go out and get people, well, the Steelers need to do it too. Next.
Here is Emmanuel and Carnegie to chime in.
Hello, Emmanuel. I know you and I go back and forth on our opinions every week, but so does everybody else. It's called new evidence.
New evidence. There's no shame in, you know, correcting yourself when you find it new evidence. And I piggyback everything off of the last caller. I also would have Highsmith as a trade candidate as well, just because he has a little bit of an injury history. Despite playing well even last Sunday, he kind of got hurt. So I would definitely put him up there in the trade block as well. This kind of reminds me of the Pirates. You got it. This is your chance. You got schemes. You got Aaron Rodgers playing good. We might get a rookie next year or the year after. Our window is closed for the next couple of years if we don't go for now. We got to go for now. Try to win a playoff game. And
well, wait, why do you think the window's closed? I see some young talent around here, and if they can either bring Rodgers back, assuming he's healthy at the end of the year, or go get a quarterback, why would the window be closed after this year?
I don't think we're winning with a rookie quarterback. It's going to take a couple of years to develop them, and then the defense is going to get old. This is your opportunity to win now. So definitely go for the receiver and see where we go from there. As of now, my prediction is what it was before the season started, 11-6 and winning a playoff game.
Well, right now you're looking pretty good. Thank you, sir. Let's get to more calls next, Limits, and also a little trip around the AFC with some other teams that might be looking to add or give away. Because let's face it, every team right now is threatening the Steelers, and they're threatening them as far as playoff spots go. Every division right now looks to be completely up for grabs. And obviously, so do the wild cards. I'm thinking right now it's going to be New England, Buffalo. That's two. One from the north, that's three. One from the south, that's four. And three from the west, that's seven. But I could be talked out of that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's a better way to phrase it. Really, each one of the past several years, there are teams in the AFC where it's unimaginable that the Steelers will beat them in a playoff situation. That's been the Chiefs at times. It's been the Bills and Ravens and Bengals and you name it. These mostly the teams with these, you know, high-end quarterbacks. In some cases, loaded rosters at times. It wasn't long ago that the Bengals had a really good defense to match with Joe Burrow and Chase and Higgins. And my God, has that changed. This year feels different in that respect, in that I could picture, if I'm sitting down right now, if this weekend you had everybody in the AFC and you, at the top of the league and just squared them off in playoff games, which game would you say, oh my God, they have no chance in that one? They're going to get killed in that one. Maybe Kansas City might be the only one, and I don't think so. Because the Chiefs have taken a step back. That's inarguable. They're not in the playoffs. We're halfway through the season. They better start winning a little bit more. And I know they were winning lately until they went to Buffalo. But the fact of the matter is, they're not in the playoffs right now. We couldn't even match them up against anybody because they ain't in. And guess what? They're going into Denver in their next game. And then they have the Colts. And then they go at Dallas on Thanksgiving, which, you know, Dallas is a disaster kind of. But you never know what'll happen on a short week after you play the Colts to go into Dallas on Thanksgiving. And then they still have the Chargers and the Broncos again. I don't know. I think we will. But I can't promise you we're going to see the Chiefs in the playoffs. I can't promise that. They're 5-4 and they're out. What if they go 9-8? What if they go 4-4 the rest of the way? That's not unrealistic. At Denver, Indy, at Dallas, Houston, I still think has a very good defense. Chargers and Denver again. And then they have a few very winnable games, obviously, at Tennessee and at Vegas. They might go 4-4. They might go 9-8. I could picture the Steelers certainly being in a game and beating anybody else left. They've beaten two of the top three teams already. So don't kill the messenger here. I'm just telling you, this is a team worth adding to by 4 p.m. today. 412 928-9370. Listen to the Pop and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Limits, every day after school, my mom would leave me a little snack when I was a wee lad. It was called a Waldorf salad, and it was grapes, marshmallows, walnuts, and little pieces of chocolate.
Oh, wow. That's a combination. Grapes and marshmallows is what I didn't expect.
It's unbelievable. And in honor of her, lately, this has been my snack.
Awesome.
I make it for myself. Marshmallows, grapes, walnuts, and chocolate. It doesn't feel filling or like a ton of calories. Just little tiny bits of dark chocolate. That's the dangerous part. The rest of them, Giant Eagle has these gluten-free marshmallows that are unbelievable. And then you got walnuts and grapes. What are they going to do to you? Limits, nothing bad, only good, right?
And it brings you some nostalgia when you get to eat it as well.
It does.
And that's
a wonderful little snack. I used to come home every day, watch MASH, and eat a Waldorf salad. She would leave it right on the kitchen table with our names on them, which I don't understand because they were all the same.
Isn't it crazy that MASH was the most viewed TV finale of all time?
It is, but it was that great of a show.
Was it?
Every day I would watch it. So good. 3:30, I think it came on.
3:30?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't like prime time, 8 o'clock?
Oh, it was when it was.
When it was at its
heyday. I'm so old that they were already into reruns when I was, 13 or whatever. Let's get to the lines, shall we?
All right. Here is Bill. He is in West Mifflin.
Hey, Bill.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good.
I was just thinking about, how about someone from Green Bay? They're looking for a tight end. We got a lot of those. And they have the Christian Watson or Romeo Doubs. Maybe we could throw a Highsmith with him also in a round.
Well, that would be a lot. I mean, Highsmith to me is a valuable commodity. I would think about it.
Like maybe a draft pick from them, because, they might be interested in that because the lineup on the other side of the dude that you got from Dallas.
So are you saying, though, forget Highsmith for now, that you would dangle Freiermuth, or what are you saying, Jonnu Smith? Who are you dealing there?
Maybe one of our tight ends. I hate to see Freiermuth leave right now because, it's like they're throwing a little bit more, but, he's getting the end zone. But we got a lot of tight ends. They're looking for something.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Jonnu Smith, Limits, is he expendable right now?
I would think so. I mean, Joe, they're barely utilizing him. He was a Pro Bowler last year, set a career high in catches, 8 touchdowns, and this year, Darnell Washington has become their number one tight end.
I
don't know if we're talking about that enough. His emergence in the passing game, he's a viable threat now. Sure, he'll still have some drops, but he is an actual weapon that they can use in the offense. And it's taken Jonnu out of it.
He's done some good things. And, if he pulls in that ball on the first play the other day, that's a 40-yard gain maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so similar to what Washington did against the Browns on that reception when he fumbled it out of bounds but picked up about 25, 30 yards.
It's been very specialized with Jonnu. And at times it feels like Artie's trying to force him into the offense. His average yards per catch is 6.4. That's hard to do to get it that low. He's on pace to catch 30 fewer balls for 500 fewer yards than he did last year with Miami. He has a couple touchdowns, 8 first downs. He's been a specialized play guy, I would say, is maybe a more accurate description, but not really a part of their offense. He's really not that much a part of the offense. He might be expendable. That guy might have made a good point there. And Freiermuth, I think you need to keep at this point. I think there's a budding connection there with him and Rodgers. I really do. I think that could go places. I think the tandem of Freiermuth and Mount Washington could be special, actually.
I do, too, because we know Jonnu Smith is just not much of a blocker. He's more of a slot receiver. I like Freiermuth's ability to block better than Jonnu. So if there was one odd man out of those guys, it probably is Jonnu Smith, yeah.
Who's next?
Here is Ozzy. He is in Washington. He'd like to chime in.
Hello, Ozzy.
Woo! I am going to give you...
I don't know.
Is this the original Ozzy?
Ozzy?
This is the original Ozzy.
Where have you been? Is it really you?
Where have I been? I've been traveling the world. but I have something to tell you.
Is this lightning, Ozzie? Get the dump button ready, Limits.
My finger is over the dump button.
I'm not believing this one at all.
I'm listening to you this morning, and your predictions are so off. The Pittsburgh Steelers will win the division. Do you think this week the Ravens are going to go into Minnesota and beat Minnesota? That ain't happening. That is not going to happen. I want you to remember, you'll never forget me, the Pittsburgh Steelers will make it to the AFC Championship game, and I will give you my prediction when they get there.
Let me hear your opening salvo again, the woo again. I want to make sure this is...
Woo! This is Lightning Ozzie.
Thank you, sir.
Is that Lightning Ozzie? Didn't he used to call you and...
My fear was that Lightning Ozzie may have passed at some point because he was such a staple of the 540 free-for-all.
Yes.
Did you used to listen to that? You remember Lightning Ozzie?
I remember the 540 free-for-all. That was an old Starkey Mueller classic, right?
Starkey Seibel classic, if there is such a thing. Yes. Everybody hated it, but I loved it. Listeners liked it.
It was similar to the hodgepodge of nothingness.
Right. I think we were ahead of our time.
Yes.
And everybody made fun of it at the station, especially Mulsey made fun
of it. I like the 540
In fact, I think Mulsey killed it when we did the show together. He killed the 540 free-for-all.
He killed the 540 free-for-all.
And I thought he might have killed Lightning Ozzie. I don't know what happened to Lightning Ozzie.
It sounds like Lightning Ozzie is still alive.
I don't know.
Why would somebody be an imposter of Lightning Ozzie?
It sounded like a younger, was it Lightning Ozzie Jr.? It sounded like a younger, less grizzled and hardened version of the original Lightning Ozzie.
Well, maybe Lightning Ozzie has just been in hibernation for a while.
He said he was traveling the world. Have you heard him on the station at all in the last 10 years?
Not since I've worked here, at least.
I would need to see proof. So if he calls back, if Ozzie from Washington calls back, let's vet him for a little while, Limits, okay?
Okay, vet him.
All right. That was exciting, though. I'll say that much.
I thought very exciting.
Coming up. First, it's sunny today with a high of Jack Lambert, 58, a low of 38, Nick York. Come on, Jack, do an interview sometime, would you? And let me do it with you. Is he ever going to do an interview with a Pittsburgh reporter again?
That's a great question. He's basically just, hiding out in his cabin and just hanging out up north, right?
Does he have a cabin? I don't know. Does he live in a cabin or a house?
I don't know. Maybe it's both. I don't know. Can a cabin be a house? Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a dwelling for sure that you live in, which is by definition a house. But I think he lives in a regular old house. I wish he would do an interview. Can't be that hard. I'll travel up to Katanning. We'll do an interview together.
Donnie made a point yesterday when they were talking about the anniversary of the Super Bowl 40 team that Troy Polamalu is just going to become the next Jack Lambert and basically not come around for a lot of things. And he just likes to be by himself. And
yeah, like you never know. And I have to be careful when I even wonder about where somebody was for a reunion like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do wonder at least.
I wish Troy was there.
I wish
Troy's my favorite Steeler of all time. I wish he was there.
I think he's a lot of people's favorite Steeler of all time. Ron and I used to talk about this, and I think we agreed that it's still Jack Lambert as number one. I think he's the most popular Steeler who ever lived. And then I think it's Troy.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Now, mixed in there, certainly Franco. I think Jerome Bettis is up there.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I think the top two most popular Steelers of all time are Jack Lambert and Troy Polamalu. I guess a way that I think of it, Limits, is if you had them all here still, right? Some have passed, some of those popular Steelers of all time.
Yeah.
If you had them all here and you had all of their fans, like all the 70s fans still here, mixed with the fans of today. And you said you gave every single Steeler fan in Western Pennsylvania an invitation to go meet one of the all-time Steelers. And you said any Steeler in history is your choice. You can go meet them. I think all mixed together, the players and the fans, the top two choices and the most people would go to visit Lambert and Troy. That's my opinion.
I 100% agree with that. And I think part of the Lambert lore is that there's a lot of mystery behind him since he's retired.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for people that are my age that didn't watch him play live, you hear all the stories about him, but it kind of becomes like legend.
It does. It's the Greta Garbo syndrome. You know, you go into exile. I think Franco is up there too. Franco might be in there.
But Franco was always around. And Terry Bradshaw is on TV.
Well, Terry Bradshaw
wouldn't
be the guy.
And we see Swan. Yeah. And we, you know, we still see Jack Hamm. Mel Blunt comes back to a lot of reunions. Same with Joe Green.
Yeah, there is definitely something to the exile factor. And maybe that will be Troy. But Troy has been around, though. He hasn't skipped everything. He's been around and accessible at times. Plus, you can find him on TV. Is he still in the Head and Shoulders commercials?
He is, yes.
So, I don't know. Maybe people want to talk about that. Maybe they want to text you about that. Give me the two most popular, the one and two most popular Steelers of all time in order. Having lived in this city now for, 36 years?
A ton of texters are all saying Mean Joe Green.
Really?
Yeah, it's their favorite.
Well, their favorite is, really? Okay.
Some using colorful language saying that it's Mean Joe Green towards us.
More popular to fans than Lambert, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's at least what the text line is starting to say.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. I'll take that on advisement. I don't think that's what Ron would say. I don't think that's what Ron did say. And from my observation, Lambert is the most popular Steeler of all time.
Texter, Malzy killed the 540 free-for-all. He does the hodgepodge now. Hypocrite.
That's very true.
Texter, Malzy sucks.
That's a great point. No, that's not a great point. Malzy doesn't
suck. No, we like Malzy. Remember when somebody said this about Malzy?
All right. I'm taking this on advisement on Joe Green. It's not my impression, though.
Texter.
I think it's Lambert.
Texter, Lima Swede is my favorite.
Yeah. A lot of people feel that way. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.